This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Two men drove into an open hole in the ice on the Kuskokwim River and drowned Friday night. The accident occurred in a half-mile-long, unmarked open hole near Tuluksak. The loss marks the first deaths to open water along the Kuskokwim River this winter. The two men, Peter Salafi and Joseph Hale, both lived in Bethel and had snow machined to Tuluksak to visit a relative. According to Bethel Search and Rescue President Mike Riley, upon leaving Tuluksak, the two men took the wrong trail, taking the hovercraft trail instead of the snow machine trail, and drove into open water. Members of Tuluksak's COVID-19 team saw the accident. Riley says by the time the team reached the open water, neither Salafi nor Hale could be seen. The next day, Saturday, members of both Bethel and Tuluksak Search and Rescue began looking for the men's bodies. They pulled the two snow machines from the water, but as of sundown on Sunday, the bodies had not been recovered. On Sunday, Alaska State Troopers and volunteers from Akiachuk had also joined the recovery effort. Riley, with Bethel Search and Rescue, says that as of this weekend, the large open hole near Tuluksak has been marked with blue reflective tape. Earlier this season, Bethel volunteers marked all known open water between Bethel upriver to below Akiak. Riley encourages all communities to mark open water near their villages. Turning to sports, after delays caused by the pandemic, sled dog mushing season began this weekend along the lower Kuskokwim. Competitors and spectators followed social distancing rules to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Kuskokwim 300 Race Committee hosted the winter's first local race on Saturday, a 50-mile course from Bethel upriver to the Gweek River and back. 17-year-old Jason Pavla of Gweethluk took first in the season opener with an elapsed time of 3 hours and 58 minutes. He's a musher to watch on the local race scene. 2 years ago, Pavla won the Bogus Creek 150 in his rookie attempt. At just 15 at the time, he was the youngest musher in the field. More from Saturday's results. Taking second place in the season opener was Father Alexander Larson of Nebuskiak with an elapsed time of 4 hours and 5 minutes. And in third place, the one and only Iditarod champion and 5-time K300 winner, Bethel's Pete Kaiser. In total, 19 local mushers finished the race. The first 15 took home portions of the $20,000 purse. The next local race is the Holiday Classic, which takes place this coming Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. on the same trail. In more news, ONC is changing how it collects recyclables in Bethel to limit interactions during the pandemic. The tribe is no longer allowing the public to drop off the recyclables at the ONC building. Instead, it is relying on the pickup system. ONC staff will pick up the recycling in its designated yellow bags at people's homes and businesses. The tribe can only accept aluminum cans and plastic bottles for recycling. If you would like to participate in the recycling program, call ONC. Lastly, in the daily COVID count, over the weekend, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that 2 people were hospitalized for COVID-19, and the Health Corporation announced 59 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order, there was 1 case in Akiachuk, 1 in Akiak, 10 in Atmathluk, 34 in Bethel, 1 in Amonok, 2 in Kangaganak, 4 in Marshall, 1 in Nebuskiak, 1 in St. Mary's, 2 in Tuluksak, 1 in Tuntutuliak, and 1 in Tununuk. Since last March, YKHC has announced 3,625 cases, 17 medevacs, 47 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.